We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Mac gives the signal. Devontae goes in motion behind him. Mac looks right. Pressure's coming. He'll throw long. Waddle's got it behind the defense. Leaves the DB on the ground. There you go. You ask, you get. 90 yards. Tyson Campbell wondering what happened to Jaylen Waddle as he left him behind for the touchdown.
Welcome to This Week on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover, and it's time to take a look at the best of CTSN programming from this past week. Last Saturday featured a great win for the second-ranked Crimson Tide football team, topping third-ranked Georgia 41-24 at Bryant-Denny Stadium. Alabama is now 4-0 on the season, and this week started with a quick look back at the victory over the Dogs. Corey Reamer joined Eli Gold for Crimson Tide Rewind on Monday night from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills.
First drive, even coming right out the gate, was not exactly how we pictured things to start off. But I think that they did a great job competing. They showed up. We thought this was going to be a tough game. We knew it was going to be after an Ole Miss game that we had to spend a lot of energy on. And defense was a question mark coming into this game. I thought they stepped up and played a phenomenal, really rebounded extremely well, went out there and competed. They didn't give up. And the offense continues to be electric. Those guys, good luck keeping up with them.
This week's opponent is the Tennessee Volunteers for the annual third Saturday in October rivalry, even though this Saturday it will be the fourth Saturday in October on the calendar. The Vol Network's Bob Kessling has been the voice of the Vols for 21 years, and he joined me on Facebook Live on Tuesday for The Other Booth, presented by Alabama One Credit Union, to preview the 2020 version of Tennessee.
Well, the last 2 weeks have been very disappointing. The second half, especially of both the last two games, have been disappointing. Tennessee had the lead at halftime against Georgia, couldn't get anything done offensively in the second half, and Georgia went on to win that game handily. And then Tennessee was down 17-7 at halftime to Kentucky. They had thrown two interceptions that were run back for touchdowns in the first half. But Tennessee scored right before the end of the half and then got the ball to start the third quarter. So you thought, well, if Tennessee can drive down and score, then they'll have the momentum. But they went three and out and punted. Kentucky went down and scored, and that pretty much turned the whole game around, and Kentucky then went on to win the game. So I don't think anybody around here is very satisfied with how the second halves have gone in the last 2 weeks, and now they got to turn things around against the second-ranked team in the country. So it's a big challenge.
Bob Kessling will call the game for the Vol Network, while CBS Television will once again air Alabama's game this week in Knoxville. Sideline reporter Jamie Erdahl was my guest on Thursday on Facebook Live for The Big Picture, presented by Legacy of Hope. She first talked about what it was like covering head coach Nick Saban around his COVID-19 positive test from last week to eventually seeing him be able to coach Saturday against Georgia.
It was honestly madness. I am from Minnesota. I live near my parents, and my mom was joking that I always seem to be around her when breaking news happens. You know, when the NCAA tournament got canceled, I was around her, and Twitter just went up in flames. And I have a baby girl at home, and I just am like, Mom, take the baby. I need to focus on what's happening right now. So the same thing happened to me on Wednesday. You know, when that news came down about Coach Saban, you know, first and foremost, you're just kind of worried about the individual that it affects, but then also your brain just kind of runs like wildfire, you know, thinking of all the different situations that he could have been in leading up to that situation and how many players or fellow coaches he could have impacted if indeed, you know, the positive tests had been. And we had already seen LSU Florida get postponed last weekend, so I definitely, my brain snowballed, you know, in the first couple hours. We had to change a plan and have Dennis Dodd on, one of our national writers, come on a little Facebook chat that I had to have, so it was just kind of, you know, a firestorm in the easiest sense of the term. But, you know, as we all kind of settled in and understood the SEC's policy and how they handle things, you know, you obviously had to kind of let this play out. And I had the opportunity to speak with Coach on Friday afternoon, and he honestly seemed like to be in a great mood, and maybe because he knew he was two tests closer to returning to the sideline. But I think it just goes to show that, you know, you have to really stay tuned with how you're feeling. And he was very asymptomatic, but this is also one of those, like, let the chips fall where they may. And for him, it obviously turned out great. But what a crazy world we're living in right now to think that we just straight up wouldn't have Nick Saban on a sideline for a game.
Jamie also gave her thoughts on covering Alabama so far this year.
Honestly, the more I get to talk to, I know the defense is impressive, and I know they had a lot of guys coming back, which was really good for that group. But the more I get to know the guys who are on the offensive side of the ball, this to me feels like a really loose, fun group that has a ton of good chemistry. They're just something about them. I caught up with John Metchie yesterday. Mac Jones, I feel like, is always cracking jokes on the phone, and it's just a fun group. They seem liked. You know, I wonder if just playing football in a pandemic and the world is just crazy to all of us right now. And, you know, to me, it just seems like these guys are really taking it for what it is. They have the opportunity to play. They really felt like that wasn't going to happen for them at some point, which I'm sure is scary for these young men. And I think they're just kind of light on their feet and happy to be out there, you know, doing the thing that they love.
The rivalry matchup with the Vols features one of the great celebrations in college football, with the winning team smoking victory cigars post-game in the locker room. Tyler Watts was the starting quarterback in 2002 for Alabama's win over Tennessee in Knoxville, snapping a 7-game losing streak to the Vols. He described the locker room celebration from that night at Neyland Stadium.
Hey, it was like a Metallica concert with pyrotechnics going off and everything, smoke everywhere, place going nuts, and it was just a shame. All of us were so fired up, and you know that high, that adrenaline rush that you get. And unfortunately, it was a 6 o'clock kickoff, and by the time we got loaded up back on the plane, ready to go celebrate with everybody back in Tuscaloosa, everybody was in bed. And we got brought back down to reality real quick, and then Sunday you start all over again. But I tell you, that locker room was super excited with the amount of pictures. It was what I remember of everyone taking with one another and different guys trying to put in, you know, memorialize that moment, something that they could take with them forever. And I guarantee you there's probably very few people that were on that football team that don't have a picture from that locker room, either in their house or in their office at work.
Thanks to Tyler for joining me on Thursday's edition of Alabama Legends, presented by the Paul W. Bryant Museum. Thursday night, of course, means it's time for Hey Coach and the Nick Saban Show from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. Eli Gold and special media guest Jamie Erdahl were once again joined by Coach Saban at the restaurant, and Coach gave his final word of the night, presented by Mercedes-Benz.
Well, I think this is a real challenge for our team in terms of what is our DNA. You know, do we have the ability to sustain the kind of competitive spirit, physical toughness, relentless sort of way that we played in the game last week? And I think it's really important that we can continue, you know, to be able to play that way. I think that's got to be the trademark of the team. That's got to be sort of our DNA. That humility keeps you hungry. I said that after the game in the press conference. I said that after the game to the players. And I think, you know, that's very, very important to being able to stay hungry, to be the best you can be, know what it takes to go out there and prepare and do it week in and week out. One game doesn't make a season. So consistency and performance is the most important thing we need to get out of this game and this team. And see if we're capable of doing that. So it'll be interesting to see how we respond.
Thanks for listening to This Week on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. I'm Roger Hoover. To watch or listen to full episodes of the content you just heard, be sure to like the Crimson Tide Sports Network on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can also watch our video show archives on YouTube, and it's easy to subscribe to the Alabama Insider Podcast on all podcast platforms, such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google, Stitcher, and so many more. Remember, our coverage of Alabama football against Tennessee this Saturday begins at 11:30 a.m. Central on the network, with kickoff at 2:30 p.m. on your local radio affiliate or worldwide on TuneIn Radio. Thanks for listening, and roll Tide!